Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It is 7:22, Total Information AM Sunday, and I know why we're playing Dave Matthews, because Michael Kelly's a big fan. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. I am a big fan of Dave's. I'm waiting for him to announce what the summer tour will be next year.
Yeah? Have you seen him a few times in concert?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, he'll hopefully come through St. Louis, and I'll see him here, and it's always nice to jump up to Chicago. So he usually announces right after the first of the year where he's going.
Well, what's going on right now with the Epstein files is just this story is just never ending, unseemly. Somebody who's been dead for a few years, who is a pedophile, sex trafficker, is kind of hanging over this administration or hanging over Congress. And now there's documents that have disappeared, and the ones that were released are so heavily redacted. People are angry about it. I don't know how do we resolve this and get through it. I mean, I'm getting really tired of hearing the name Epstein.
Yeah, right. How we get through it is that eventually this is all going to come out. It's obvious that this administration is trying hard to suppress this for some reason. We can look no further than the efforts that were made by the Speaker of the House to the point where there was a discharge petition to force this to happen. I think eventually, Scott, there'll be lawsuits that will be filed now to force them to comply with the law, put everything out. And I think that's where we're headed. And eventually, even after this president is gone, this information will continue to come out. It's really tragic that it's taken this approach. It's consumed our country this way, but I think it's a valid reason that people are concerned. And what's especially interesting to me is, if you'll remember, this was a part of the ecosystem that elected Donald Trump. There was a huge effort as it related to the Epstein files, and we were going to break the state, and we're going to show this pedophilia ring. Donald Trump said he'd even do it on day one, and here we are now, even after a law forced them to release it, they're not doing it. Something just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, something's rotten in Denmark there. Let's go local. You're working with Brian Williams' campaign, right?
I'm helping Brian run for county executive.
So what are your thoughts on the fact that Sam Page has decided not to run in the situation that he's in?
I guess I'm not surprised that the county executive, the incumbent, Sam Page, has chosen not to run for reelect. You know, it's been a hard decade or so in St. Louis County of divisiveness that had arisen not along party lines, but eventually along the lines of whether or not you were a supporter of Sam Page or not. That was on the heels of Steve Stanger, who also had a contentious relationship with the county council. I'm not surprised that the county executive is not running. Obviously, he's got this court battle going on with the state, and I think that will ultimately resolve itself. But I think that maybe Sam Page's time in St. Louis County was going to be restricted by the voters regardless. And I think that's part of the reason he made the decision he did. And it will be interesting to see now with him vacating the office. We, of course, have Brian Williams, who's announced that he's running, and Dennis Hancock on the Republican side, no relation to my friend John, who's running. There's speculation that we could see Jake Zimmerman, the county assessor, and some other names out there, but it will be interesting to see who chooses to put their name out there. Otherwise, it appears to me that Brian is likely the front runner, as he's sitting close to $1 million to originally challenge Sam Page, but now waiting to see who might challenge him.
And since you're on the team, what can you tell us about him, the state senator, Brian Williams?
Well, I think the most important thing that Brian has is an ability to cooperate and get along. And I think that's going to be a core message in St. Louis County, regardless of whether or not it's Brian Williams or not who's running. And Brian's a North County, Central County state senator who's been serving down in Jefferson City, has a pedigree of being able to get along with the other side of the aisle. In St. Louis County, that won't even have to be the requirement. It would just be able to get along with the other Democrats on the county council. And I would anticipate that's the message you're going to hear from him. And look, there's a daunting task ahead of whoever the county executive is in St. Louis County. I mean, for $80 million budget shortfall, there's been articles written that we're close to 2 years away from St. Louis County bankruptcy. Yeah, that's St. Louis County, wow. Not St. Louis City. And, you know, for the first time in my lifetime, Scott, St. Louis County's population is under 1 million people. It sounds familiar. It sounds like St. Louis City in the 1970s. And that's a trajectory that has to be stopped, not only for the county, but the entire region. As we are one of the oldest regions in the country, we've got to find a way to survive, to grow population and convince our young people that this is the place to stay.
Interesting thoughts there. Michael Kelly, our Democratic analyst and consultant, working with Brian Williams, running for county executive. Thank you for the insight, Michael. Hopefully I'll talk to you next week as well as we wrap up the new year. Maybe we'll look back and look forward, but thank you.
Yeah, hey, Merry Christmas to you guys, and go Bills.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. All right, it's 728, Total Information AM Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.